Good morning, sir. Please have a seat. So the reason why you're here is because I've gotten numerous complaints about you in the last couple weeks regarding your inappropriate behavior around the office. Sir, please calm down. I'm not gonna fire you. I just wanna talk about what happened. You just started working here a month ago, right? So I guess you're pretty new to the company. I bet it's just a simple misunderstanding about company culture. Nothing to worry about. Is it okay if I ask you some questions, sir? Thank you, sir. Are you familiar with our company's policy on gender equality? No, I guessed as much. Well, I'll just read some of the complaints and you can probably figure out why it's so important that you are aware of this policy. All of the complaints were made by women. I'll try not to mention their names, just out of respect for their privacy. But I think you know who I'm talking about. After all, you must realize deep within you that some of your behavior is just wrong. Now, sir, do you remember standing near the printer last Friday? Do you remember that there was somebody with you, a woman? Yeah, it doesn't matter if you don't remember her name. Do you remember what happened? She dropped a stack of paper right in front of you, so she had to bend over and pick it up before your eyes. I see you're starting to remember. Now, in your words, can you just tell me what you did? Exactly. You offered to help her immediately after she dropped the paper. Do you still not realize why this is inappropriate? Here's an absolutely gorgeous young woman in a tight pencil skirt bending over right in front of you, and all you can think about are the papers she dropped. Sir, she came to my office crying. You don't know what you did wrong? Okay. That's fine. I'll just give you another example. Thursday the 16th. Remember that big meeting you were preparing for? Yeah, that was also the first day of our intern. You know, the cute brunette brings you coffee and draws a little heart on your cup when she sees you're having a rough day. She's always wearing such low-cut tops, don't you think? You think that I am being inappropriate? Oh, sir. You really don't understand, do you? Let's go back to Thursday the 16th. You were stressed as hell. And the cute little intern was just strutting around the office with her little cock-teasing clothes, and all you did was ask for an extra cup of fucking coffee. Sir, I don't know how much clearer I can make it for you, because you clearly don't understand what's wrong with your behavior, so I'm just gonna spell it out for you. The women in our office are your fucking property. I know you think our girls are attractive, so, I mean, if one of those whores teases you with slutty tops and hearts on your coffee when you're stressed as fuck, you have the fucking right to pound that dumb bitch until all your stress is leaking out of her tight little holes. That. our fucking gender policy, sir. That intern, she was just begging to be your personal cum dump that entire Thursday. And you neglected your duty as a man in our office. Men in our office don't treat women with respect. Women in our office don't want to be treated with respect. They want to be obedient little cum rags for men to use and discard whenever they fucking want. Have you never noticed that most girls spend very little time at their desk and a lot of time flirting and teasing you and the other men around the office? That's because men should use their brains and women should just suck and fuck and beg and tease and look fucking hot. All at the same time. The women here are hired because they are the prettiest, the dirtiest, the naughtiest sluts the world has to offer. And they fucking love every second of working here. The men here are hired because they are the smartest, most capable, most talented minds the world has to offer. And because they realize that working is way more efficient and more enjoyable when you have your own personal cum dumps walking around the office. Oh yes, sir. Remember those company pens we gave you on your first day? You can give a girl one of those pens and claim up to 3 girls as your personal fucking whores, and they won't have sex with anyone else. Of course, they'll still get groped and spanked a little because, well, you know, boys will be boys. There's a reason why there's so many women around the office, sir. It's not because they're smart or capable or hardworking. It's because they have tight little pussies, nice perky tits, and round spankable asses. So do you understand the company culture a little better now? Now that I've explained it like this? Sir? Good. Very perceptive of you. I am a woman. How did I become the boss? I own 51% of this company. Oh, sweetie, the men in this company don't have a boss. All the men that have worked here longer than 7 months have equal say in what goes on. They usually meet like once a week in the conference hall. The women that have worked here for longer than 7 months get to suck their cocks during their meeting. Such an honor. I'm just here to remind some of the more bratty sluts of their place and to guide the new guys around. Most of you need a little persuading. Why? After all, it's not easy to turn into a misogynist overnight. Come on. Have you never wish to stand up to your stuck-up bitch of a boss? Have you never thought about telling a strong, powerful woman like me to just shut the fuck up and get on my knees? This company can make all of your fantasies come true. Most of the girls here have experience in acting or theater, so they can perform properly for all of you office studs. You want me to open the blinds? Oh, I thought you were gonna fuck me before you. Sorry, sir. I won't question you again. You want me on my knees? But all the girls can look right inside. I'm sorry. I'll be a good girl and do what you say. I'm so sorry. Yes, sir. I'll take your pants off for you. Your cock looks amazing, sir. Please make my mouth useful by shoving your cock in it. Please, sir. I need you to show me my fucking place. So tasty. You fully understand what your life is about to be like when you work here, okay? Next time a sexy little slut bends over in front of you, you're gonna spank her fucking ass. Okay. She needs to know that men have the right to touch her body whenever they want. She complains. You can always just threaten to fire her. Trust me, they love it when you do that. The meaner you are to them, the wetter they get. Next time you get stressed on the job, I want you to face fuck the cute little intern until that dumb bitch passes out, okay, sir? The intern needs to know that you don't see her as anything but a set of tight holes. She's like a fuckable stress ball. Right, sir? She needs to know that women don't get promoted without doing all sorts of dirty things for men. She needs to know. But the only way for a woman to succeed in this office is to beg and suck and fuck your way to the top. Me up against the glass wall. Everyone can see my tits and they're pressed up against the glass like this, sir. It's so embarrassing. Yes, sir. Only other girls deserve to see what a slut their boss is. They need to know that even the most strong-willed woman will do anything to worship a man like you, sir. Please, put it in, sir. Oh, God, thank you, sir. Thank you for using my pussy. Just for your pleasure. Yes, sir, I'm wet. Because I said those degrading things about women. Yes, sir. Misogyny turns me on. Yes, sir. All women get wet from being treated like fucking objects by men. Thank you for acknowledging that, sir. Oh, God. Your intern is staring at me. Just while you're pounding me like that. Just a fucking human fleshlight. She looks so shocked. Oh, but her nipples are poking through that slutty fucking top of hers. That fucking whore. I bet she's fucking jealous. You're not fucking her. Oh, oh, and sir, I forgot to tell you one more thing. Most girls in the office will warn you when they're about to come, but so, you know, you can choose to ruin their orgasms and keep them nice and denied and horny for you. Wouldn't you like that? Make a girl and rub her pretty body on you for hours. Just slap her clit until she cries when she gets close. You're gonna be such a good addition to our company, sir. Now, can you please spank me, sir? I need your hands on my big fucking ass. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Sir. Look at all those fucking cum dumps just staring at you. They want you to fuck them so badly, sir. Oh, do you finally realize how cruel it was of you to be nice to them? Look at them. Look at those pretty faces. Look at all that perfect makeup. Look at all those perfect bodies. Look at all those tight skirts and unbuttoned blouses. Oh, look at them for me, sir. And tell me that they fucking deserve to be degraded. Their faces shoved in your balls until their makeup is completely ruined. Your hands squeezing and slapping and spanking those pretty bodies while they service you and your perfect dick. Think about all of the pretty gasps and moans they'll make as you tear apart those slutty fucking clothes and show each of those whores their fucking place. Oh. Oh, sir. Oh. Please let me come on your cock. I'll make such pretty moans. I promise, please, I haven't come in months. Sir, please let me come, I beg you. Oh. I'll be such a good girl for you, I promise. Do anything you want. Oh, God, I'm gonna... Please, ow, ow. Oh, you ruined my, fucking orgasm, please. Please, sir. Ow, oh, it hurts. Please, it hurts. It feels so good. Why? Ow. Ow. and I should just take it like a good girl. I'm sorry. Please fuck me as hard as you want, sir. You can come inside me, sir. Of all the girls in the company, all of us, we're on birth control and we get tested weekly, so don't worry. Fucking fill me up with a whole office watch, sir. Show them how women should be treated around here. Fucking pound me, sir. Oh, fuck. The intern is rubbing her fucking gun. Look at that little voyeuristic whore, sir. Fucking show her what you're gonna do to her. That little slut is loving this, sir, and I can feel you're loving it too. Yes, sir. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, so much cum. Yes, sir. Get it all out. That's what I'm here for. Thank you for using me as your personal cum dump, sir. I'm really glad that our talk had such a positive effect on you. You look more relaxed already. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I have to attend a video meeting with your cum dripping down my thighs, so I have to go. Which is good, because I think your intern is gonna explode if you don't go over to her and fuck her brains out. Good luck, sir. And thank you for being so understanding of our company culture.